Good morning. Here's some of the news for Monday, November 30th, 2015. The UN Climate Conference is underway in Paris.
I hope that the Paris Conference will send a strong and clear message that the Sustainable Development Agenda, sustainable way of developing our economy, is the only way out.
Wu Hongbo is UN Under Secretary General for Economic and Social Affairs. He says what's needed is low carbon transformation.
And the way of doing this is to have policy space and policy guidance at the national level.
And according to the UN, that means common but differentiated responsibilities among developed and developing nations. President Obama is among the 150 world leaders attending the conference. His job is to convince others the U.S. can make good on its commitments to limit greenhouse gas emissions.
Abortion on demand and without apology.
Before Roe v. Wade, I had an illegal abortion. Women will always have abortions. They'll never stop them. They'll only stop safe, legal ones. It was a very, very scary thing, and nobody should have to go through that.
Jean Merritt stood with other protesters at the south end of Union Square over the weekend, standing up for a woman's right to abortion on demand without apology after the attacks by a gunman at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood clinic on Friday. The gunman left three dead, including an officer and nine wounded. And Washington Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the shooting was not only a crime against the Colorado Springs community, but a crime against women receiving health care services at Planned Parenthood, a crime against law enforcement seeking to protect and serve, and against other innocent people. It was also an assault on the rule of law, said Lynch, and an attack on all Americans' right to safety and security. Right after the attack, Cecile Roberts, who's president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America and Planned Parenthood Action Fund, said, "We will never back away from providing care in a safe, supportive environment that millions of people rely on and trust." On Sunday, Roberts tweeted, "We know why this happened. Extreme rhetoric and lies told by those opposed to safe and legal abortion has created a toxic environment and bred acts of violence."
At this point, an abortion clinic is forced to close every week and a half in this country.
Sansara Taylor is with Stop Patriarchy.
We are here to wake up the public, to stand up and say it's time for people to stand up and fight back against a fascist wind that is blowing in this country. Forcing women to have children against their will is a form of female enslavement. This has to be opposed. We need to be in the streets. We need to be joining with those standing up against police murder and terror. It's all one attack. The attacks coming down on black people and Black Lives Matter protests, the violent assault on the Planned Parenthood, this is a fascist wind blowing in this country.
Abortion is not murder.
Abortion is not murder.
Women are not incubators.
Women are not incubators.
Fetuses are not babies.
We're visiting for Thanksgiving holiday and came across the protest and both felt like this was something that we would stand behind.
Jennifer Strickers lives in Kansas City, Missouri. She teaches in Kansas City, Kansas. She's visiting New York City with her friend Jennifer Slish, who's also from Missouri. They don't see protests which stand up for abortion rights and women's lives back home. They say they see propaganda on the other side of the issue,
which is that you'll all burn in hell and you know, the horrible things that they tell women will happen to them if they go through with a procedure like this, instead of the understanding that women have the intellectual abilities to make choices and we don't need our politicians to make those choices for us.
See lots of the Fred Phelps Westboro Baptist Church is very active in our area. So a lot of anti-gay protests, anti-abortion protests. It's not very tolerant of anything that's not their interpretation of the Bible. That someone would be throwing things at us if we were doing this where we live.
Absolutely. And I think there's a stigma to people standing on the corner saying that women should have their own choices. Where we live now is very conservative, and women should just kind of go with the status quo. And the status quo of the Midwest and the South does not include choice.
Meanwhile, New York State troopers are advising Planned Parenthood clinics statewide on security and emergency planning in the wake of Friday's deadly attack at the clinic in Colorado. Governor Cuomo says state police will begin visits and discussions today with Planned Parenthood's more than 60 clinics and locations statewide. The organization is headquartered in New York and Washington. And finally, WBAI has lost one of its own. Simon Lokely, producer and host of As I Please, was on WBAI airwaves for about 35 years. He passed away in Queens on Saturday of complications from pancreatic cancer. He was 62 years old. Jim Freund has more.
Simon Lokely started out at WBAI in the drama and literature department in the early 80s. Then he settled into freeform radio. Lokely was a Joycean scholar and member of the James Joyce Society. His radio program was a mix of satirical social observation with readings and literary discussion.
I really have got to say, now, sounded a little bit like Dr. Williams there, I've got to tell you that Ovid's narrative skills are absolutely excellent. He knows what to tell us. He knows what not to tell us. He doesn't give us a lot of clutter. He assumes an intelligent reader who is more or less familiar with the territory that's being covered, and just does a wonderful job with occasional touches of Ovidian humor.
Each month, Lokely held court at his stand-up academy series at the Swift Hibernian Lounge in the East Village, a classic Irish bar where he spoke to a packed room of devoted fans.
Episode 2 of Ulysses. The schoolroom episode, Nestor. You, Cochrane, what city sent for him? Tarentum, sir.
Outside of WBAI, he penned and drew an ongoing cartoon zine called Dazzybow, recent issues of which can be found on his website at simonlokely.com. Simon Lokely will be remembered for his unique voice, his wry, acerbic wit, and take-no-prisoners attitude. It can truly be said he did as he pleased. Jim Freund, WBAI News, New York.
A memorial celebration on the life of Simon Lokely is being planned for February 2016. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.